Tickets go on sale April 20th at Ticketmaster.com. Booth says they have one more headliner to announce, probably sometime next week. Students at Richland Community College have a chance to get in front of 45 different companies looking for new hires during Richland's annual job fair. In a new video, Richland's career and completion coach, Dr. Clarice Thomas, elaborates why it's important for students to come out and partake in the job fair.
Our annual career fair is really good practice as well as good opportunities to make connections and have that personal one-on-one with employers.
The job fair is part of RCC's Career Services Department, which helps students connect with employers and identify internship opportunities, as well as preparing for the world of work. For these stories, podcasts, and videos,
President
go to NowDecatur.com.
Vindicated, take shots at Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These are sick people.
President Trump even called Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff pencil neck at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
There has to be accountability because it's all lies, and they know it's lies.
Saying in the collusion, delusion's over after the special counsel concluded there was no Russia conspiracy. But Schiff still insists there was collusion, prompting Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee to demand he step down as chairman, but his fellow Democratic Congressman, Ro Khanna, told Fox this morning.
Adam Schiff shouldn't resign. Look, we have a separation of powers. That's part of the Constitution. You have strong oversight. And the president who can stand up to Xi Jinping can take Congress's oversight or a robust press.
Democrats want the full Mueller report to see the evidence the special counsel considered on possible obstruction of justice. Pope Francis has a new policy at the Vatican. He wants to be a model for the Catholic Church dealing with the pedophile priest scandal. It requires officials to report sex crimes to police, and there are new guidelines to protect kids from sexual abuse at the Vatican. Chicago is sending Jussie Smollett a big bill. Fox's Jeff Manasso is there live.
Dave, the city of Chicago is ordering Jussie Smollett to pay $130,000 to recoup the investigation costs after the Cook County Prosecutor's Office controversially dropped the 16 felony counts against him.
My recommendation is when he writes the check, in the memo section, he can put the word, I'm accountable for the hoax.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the city could also take Smollett to civil court where the now dropped case could be unsealed. Smollett's team saying it's the mayor and the police chief that owes their client an apology. Smollett's now in L.A. where he's up for an NAACP Image Award tomorrow. Dave.
Jeff, a federal judge has struck down small business health insurance plans he ruled were an end around Obamacare, not requiring all benefits that had been required by that law. President Trump has backed the so-called association health plans, which could be offered across state lines. This is Fox News.
Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word food to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text food to 246810. That's food to 246810. Food to 246810.
Before President Trump went to Michigan, he told reporters he's overriding his people.
I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos had called for a nearly $18 million funding cut to the Special Olympics in the Trump administration's budget proposal.
That led to some fireworks in the Senate Appropriations hearing, with this attack from Washington Democrat Senator Patty Murray.
This is not about tough choices. This is about you prioritizing your agenda over students with special needs.
That very personal attack put Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on the defensive.
You attacked and questioned my personal motives and my priorities. And I just want to be clear where my heart is. My heart is with all students. And for their futures, I want every single student to have opportunity.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Now, there's an update on the economy. Consumer spending rose ever so slightly in January, up 0.1% on Wall Street. Dow futures up over 100 before the opening bell. Two astronauts will take a walk in space today, but not two women who are planning to make it historic with the first all-female spacewalk.
Not having a properly sized spacesuit for both women, astronauts Anne McClain and Christina Koch, forced NASA to swap McClain, who spacewalked last week, for Nick Hague. The move triggered online protests, and NASA even replied to the outraged tweets, saying it is inevitable through regular scheduling that two women will spacewalk in due time. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's down to a dozen teams in the NCAA tournament.
Hachimura on the move, steps left, puts it up with the left hand, banked it too strong. There's Brandon Clark flying in and slams it home.
Gonzaga moved into the Elite Eight, beating Florida State 72-58 on Westwood One NCAA Radio. Another top regional seed, Virginia, also advanced. So did Texas Tech and Purdue, and there are four more games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Buyers and Company podcast whenever you want it.
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got rain showers, maybe even see some thunderstorms with highs near 57 degrees. Tonight, still some rain, lows around 41. Tomorrow, more rain, highs around 44. Then Sunday, the sunshine returns, highs near 43 degrees. It is 54 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, March 29th edition of Buyers and Company. We will wrap up this latest round of the WSOY MCA Challenge with Angela and Matt, Debbie, and James. James is going to sit down there because he sweats a lot, but it is going to be fun. It's all starting now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day and heading into the weekend. You don't know what the problem is in life and in general with the health of this country. And they had the healthy report come out, you know, the healthiest communities in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all places where there's nature.
Always.
So it's like Colorado. Oregon. Mm-hmm. You know where they're not happy? Like Philadelphia, Boston, New York, Chicago.
Yeah.
And in South Philly. They are building a literally $50 million arena that will seat 3,500 people. Do you know what they're going to do in this arena in Philadelphia, this $50 million arena? They're going to play video games.
Yeah.
This is an esports arena where you will take your fat butt and sit in a too small seat to watch other people and their fat butts get carpal tunnel syndrome. That is what we have now come to in the United States of America. Just saying.
Yeah.
Bat Hall.
Sign Angela Pope. Yeah.
An arena to watch people play video games. Now, I know that if you listen to the Knicks of the world and do you, Rachel, just you can nod. Do you watch this Twitch stuff? I mean, do you watch people playing video games?
I don't think she's really into all that.
I don't think she's really her age. I think somebody kidnapped her and like put a 100-year-old man in a young girl's body. And if you don't believe me, just reference the Foreigner jukebox hero bump from a while ago. So here's the deal. Video games. I told our little guy early on, think about this two. These are two areas you might want to think about as a career. Carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, or you go into that area, cataracts, or this hunched shoulder thing. You know, these are going to be areas that are going to be in high demand over the next few years, because the obesity is going to be off the charts. Your hands are not going to work. Diabetes is going to be running rampant through the entire community. And this playing a video game isn't living your life.
Oh, Don't even get me started.
I'm getting you started, Angela.
I do not like video games. Never got into it with the whole Atari thing and television.
Yeah,
yes, this is my age.
So no Pitfall for you? Never a Pitfall Pac-Man person?
I don't even know. Good Lord. But men in my life both love video games.
Okay, here's what we would do. You know, back, and we are Gen Xers.
Yeah.
We would go to the convenience store where they had the stand-up Pac-Man, like, actual game, and play for 10 minutes, run out of money, and then not play any more video games.
Yep, yep.
Well, I stunk at it, so I didn't enjoy it. If I stink at something, I really don't like to do it.
Our 15-year-old would die on the machine if we let him. I mean, just literally starve, malnutrition, would dehydrate completely and die like one of those kids from, like, Taiwan or something you hear
he
about.
He would eat because he eats. He likes to eat. But he would never move.
I wasn't being literal.
Oh.
so this is part of the problem that we face in the country. Then you factor in the idea that sugary drinks are linked to 31% higher risk of early death, according to a new study. And this is an exaggeration, and I'm not knocking the companies that do this. But it used to be a thing you would get as a reward or a treat, not every day. One Nation Under Stress, there's a whole documentary lifting the lid on anxiety in America, and a lot of this is related to not being in a healthy community and not getting the exercise you need. And then the latest study that literally says 50% of the American population are intimidated or afraid to work out in front of other people. And then we know you take that 50%. And these are the people that buy the contraptions at 2 a.m. on TV because they're convinced that's going to change their life. And then, like, 2 weeks later, there's just clothes hanging on it.
Right.
Because most people, if they were motivated enough to do it themselves, they would have done that already. So that 50%, a gigantic chunk of it, isn't doing anything.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Haves and have-nots in this country.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's why I do what I do, I guess.
Exactly right. That's why we're here.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
But it is alarming. I mean, this isn't just sort of people lecturing to you about get into better shape. We are in trouble as a country. You would go to, and I'm not trying to be, like, mean at all, but when I was a kid growing up, in a classroom, there would be a heavyweight kid or two. Mm-hmm. Now you go to a classroom, and there's a thin kid or two.
Right.
And particularly in childhood diabetes, I mean, the numbers are spiking. All of this is related.
Yeah, and it starts from the top. So most likely they're coming from families that are that way, and that's what they've grown up with, and they're not encouraged to move.
Right.
And they're not encouraged to get off of the screen, and it's just a snowball effect.
All right. Now, that means, like, every kid's doing this with the video games.
Yeah.
I understand that the world and the way we communicate has changed. They're still doing the equivalent of what we did playing outside. They're just playing indoors from different locations, but they're all in the game together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still community. There's still friendship. Right. I'm not a Luddite saying, you know, we should just get rid of all the technology, but there has to be some movement to get people back into the parks, back into the gym, back onto the basketball floor, the gymnasium. And I don't know where that starts.
That is a great question. I really don't know either. I mean, I try to get that point across to my kids, but
it's tough.
It is.
And then you're also,
really,
as a parent, you're busy, and it's easy to sort of let that thing be the babysitter. We were talking about the Gen Xers. I'm watching a great documentary that was originally done for National Geographic, and it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Generation X. It's like a 6-part thing about my generation. And I was not nearly as depressed about my generation until I watched this, because you don't realize we were the first technology kids. We grew up on TV. We were the first generation to grow up on TV. We were also the generation that went through the Vietnam War and Watergate and AIDS and crack and the Wall Street panic and recessions, the birth of punk rock that turned into grunge. They threw disco in there just to confuse us. The divorce rate skyrocketed during our childhood, you know.
Hey, we turned out pretty well.
We don't whine about it, right? But they called us slackers for a long time. They also called us cynics because, you know, we kind of learned to not have trust in our government or our leadership. But I don't think I'm a slacker, but I think it's easy to become a slacker in your physical fitness life. And it's not anything you do intentionally.
Nope.
And it's not anything bad. It's just easy. I read something in the last year or so that since we've evolved from sort of caveman times and we're not hunter gatherers anymore, that it's not hardwired. Our own brain fights us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff that starts going, oh, you can do it tomorrow. Or exactly. just go ahead and skip it. I mean, that's science. I mean, that is because we've evolved as human beings. So you have to fight every bit of that get to the spot you want to be.
And once that first excuse comes in, well, you know, I'm busy, I've got this, so I'll cut this workout out. And then it just gets easier to make the excuses.
That's why the routine is so important.
Exactly.
And making a routine and a part of your life. So let's talk a little bit about the challenge. 12 weeks flew by, but I'm so happy that we've arrived at the doorstep of spring. I'm not going to say we're there yet, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. So we had everybody partner up. We had a wonderful group of people just all over the place, although I'm kind of getting tired of being the oldest person involved in this project.
That hasn't always been the case.
It has been for a while.
But you know what?
You're in good shape, so hey, feel good about that,
exactly.
Right?
No, I'm just saying, it's just like, it means I got to guard James in basketball just because that's just the way we still do this playground stuff. Isn't that true?
I said pick your man.
I know, but you got Chris over here thinking he's literally like NBA, you know, talent. And so he's going to go after the 19-year-old kid. I'm like, hey, come on, whatever. I got James. And then literally it's like, anywho, we'll get into that a little later. James will be in studios with Debbie. All right. So overall, you got a little emotional on Wednesday.
For me.
Yeah.
There was a smile cracked.
I thought I saw a tear.
It was a little tear coming down.
Yeah.
Sweat.
So you care so much about this because it's your passion.
It
in
is.
Life.
It was just great to see people do things outside of their comfort zone. See Debbie back in doing things. Oh, that was amazing. I love that. I just love seeing the improvements physically, nutritionally. It was a great experience, and I'm saying it like I'm not going to do it again. But you know, I do think that first one that you're involved with is kind of holds a special place in your heart.
When you look at something from the outside in, it's different than the inside out.
Correct.
And so you clearly had an understanding of what the program was. Right. We've been doing this for 2 years. Right. But when you get your own personal investment in there, and then you're sort of mentoring, and there's an attachment. And that's why we encourage people to participate. We got a great new team starting April 15th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to let Little Miss, I was a state champion, but now I sit around and eat nothing but, you know, four-time state champion. Is that what you're saying? Four?
Yeah.
What?
And a national champion.
And a national champion.
And a national champion.
All right, yeah. But now she's been spent 2 years eating pizza rolls. We're going to see.
Yeah, the same pizza rolls she's been eating for the last 2 years. It's the same batch.
Yeah. Tater tots, pizza rolls.
That's how slow she eats.
Six donuts at a time. I've never seen. She's like a compactor. I mean, I've not seen somebody
we're not even kidding.
That
you
size.
Really, when she starts logging, you're going to be like, what in the world?
I'm going to be like.
Every day. She's like,
Kevin Brahaney will come in with a box of donuts, and she'll go, nah, and then grab four.
Like, literally fill a finger, each finger, with a donut and walk back to her desk.
And she's still 5'1".
Well, it's not going to increase her height, but we're going to see. We're going to see.
Let's see if we can change that.
Exactly. Well, so the new challenge coming up the 15th. So, biggest surprise for you, Matt Hall, or what did you take away from this round of the WSOY MCA Challenge? By the way, the video from the final Wednesday is up on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator social media.
It is. I thought it was a different style of workouts, obviously, with Austin. And that was, you know, Molly was, she had her certain way of teaching things. Every trainer there has their own kind of way of doing things. And Molly had her certain way of doing this. Maybe a little more nurturing here. Give us numerous options. Austin was, you're doing it this way, and here's how it's going
to
go.
Let me just say, he was supposed to be here this morning, so I'm going to call him soft. Right now on the air for not showing up, because that's one of the words he likes to throw around.
I thought maybe he'll show up later on. But he was
then he'll be kind of soft.
That was step one. That was step one. Said those workouts were different, but it's also dealing with dealing with the nutritional part of it. I've always done, I think, okay with the fact that okay, I'll eat a little bit less here. I need to make better choices here, and that's what I had done there. But then going through the macros of all the sodium, all the other things that are out there, it's still mind-boggling. I know my macros were still awful at the end of this. There were some days where I'm like, hey, I got close. And then the other days were like, oh, my goodness, I thought that was a healthy choice. That was not the best choice in the world. So that was the hardest part for me, was just trying to figure out the whole diet thing. And it's still going to be a struggle for me.
Yeah, the healthy choice thing is harder today than ever. And once again, back to the Gen Xers, we were the first truly saturated audience where the advertisers targeted to us. And if you go back and you look at the Big Mac or Bologna or Lucky Charms, I mean, you can remember all those commercials from your youth. My Bologna has a first name.
Oh.
You still remember that, right?
Yep.
Or the
all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a
Sesame Street bun. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
We were literally targeted, right? And and now today, marketing is so fractured across so many levels, but kids are inundated with it. And now everything is billed as healthy. People have figured out we'll sell you something based on the premise that it's healthy, because there's a thing I think in people that they want to do the right thing, but you're buying junk and you're being sold a bill of goods. Now, great news is with the technology, you have weapons you've never had before. You can download a free app. You can literally barcode something in a grocery store that will tell you everything you need to know, whether they have it on the packaging or not, because it's misleading.
It is. Oh, you can get meals sent to you.
That's silly.
It is crazy. And I think, you know, with people, they're very busy. Everything is prepackaged. Just because it's prepackaged and it's in the form of a salad doesn't mean that it's the healthiest form of the salad. So that was kind of a thing I was trying to get across to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Buy it fresh, prepare it.
Yeah. So the macro to me thing was I couldn't just eat what I wanted, even though I thought it was healthy, and then see where I landed. I had to plan to make sure I landed where I needed to land.
Right.
And that's a different way of thinking about it.
Yes. And I believe you said in the beginning you would type things in before you even consumed it, just to kind of see where it landed in your macro percentage.
Yeah, because you can go down to Subway, for instance, which I love Subway. I mean, you can get healthy choices down there, but you can go get like an egg white on flatbread, okay? Now, that would sound like 1,600 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, those are the kind of things that people don't think about when your daily intake should be 2,300. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Good luck. You're going to eat bark the rest of the day.
Yeah. Because bark is nasty. It is so nasty to eat when you realize that. It is. Yeah.
Now, there's also, you can take it too far, which I think Lindsay's the prime example of. You know, she
I'm really not.
Please.
No, I'm not.
How long did you take roasting garbanzo beans to make your own chickpea snack?
Nice. What?
You can buy those.
Do you know other additives are in that?
No.
It's better for me just to use my own. I can make sure that I rinse them so they're lower in sodium.
Case can we just open up Lindsay's kitchen and just do this for everyone? Because I would love to figure out
a little bit of, you know,
this.
A little red cayenne pepper, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. And
salt?
You know, just a tiny touch.
See, I don't need salt.
It's
It's a pinch.
Okay.
I think maybe you got 2,300 milligrams the entire 12 weeks combined.
Yeah. No, I don't eat a lot of
sodium.
I
mean, you do not eat salt. Mm.
Yeah, but I also eat very boring. Most people couldn't do what I do just because they need more variety. But I get into it.
And that's normal for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't the, that was long before the challenges began.
Oh, I have temptations. I want stuff that's, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, you would be okay with like chicken, iceberg lettuce salad. I mean, like he's always he likes his favorites and that's it. So
that's all right.
All right. Listen, I'm not going to, you know, that's not a down thing.
No.
I'm happy for
it. It's easier that way. Yeah.
But the brain in me is, oh, you know what? You can go eat that cheeseburger, but just work off later on. Work it off later on. You know what? You're right.
Here's the worst. It's like after you leave at 1 o'clock and you burn 460 calories, then you almost talk yourself into like just ruining it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I just work really hard. I can go treat myself.
I have a story.
And that is what loses people. They don't bank it.
I put two challenges ago. I remember I was really being good and I was on my way home and I was starving and all I could think about was, you know, just food. And I walked into the gas station. I was like, and I could get some gum. Chewing gum helps, you know, whatever. And they had those corn dogs on like a warmer, like right by the door.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And I not only did that, but I like smothered it in mustard. It spilled down the front of me. I didn't even move my car. I sat there while the cashier stared at me.
Oh, my God.
And ate that thing in my car like it was my first meal in weeks.
Was there any tears?
Almost. I was of joy. Just how good it tasted. I'm like, and then I got out of my car, threw away the evidence. Because I didn't want to tell anybody.
Covering it up.
I'm not kidding. The cashier stared at me like, what is wrong with her? I've got like mustard all over my face and my clothes. I can't eat it fast enough. Oh. I enjoyed that State Fair corn dog in a bag.
They were literally wondering whether they should call police. You're that person at that point. In fairness, I have also learned over the years that it's okay to do that every once in a while. I mean, you're not going to always, and sometimes, you know, falling off the wagon a little bit isn't a bad thing. And then you eat it and you immediately regret it because your system's not set up for it because you've been eating right. And you go, why did I do that? And then 2 weeks later, you forget all that and the temptation right back where it started. All right, so the macros thing was very interesting to me. I put a lot more thought into the diet and not thinking about diet just under like calories or just thinking about diet as far as sugar or, you know, because MyFitnessPal, which I'd highly recommend to you, if you're thinking about starting down this road, You know, Fleet Feet's got the programs we've talked about. You can go take a tour of the Y. You know, this MyFitnessPal app, even if you're not into technology, is so simple and easy to use. And we didn't have this technology 10 years ago. Now you have all of this at your fingertips.
Right, and logging is, I think, one of the single best things you can do to change your eating habits.
Psychologically, there is a thing to it that when it's there, like for you to see, it feels different than just your mind thinking about it.
And if you log, you know, pretty close after you consume it, you're going to be a lot more accurate than waiting till the end of the day.
And more shameful.
And more shameful.
Some of those too.
Because, I mean, there's things you might forget. I mean, you know, if you're making something and you taste it.
Yeah.
You know, really, that's calories. You need to log. It is because if you do that on a regular basis, you know, there's a lot.
All right. Well, this is the thing. How do we get to the other half of the population that is they call it gymtimidation, that you've got literally the fear of working out in front of other people, which I think is a fear, unlike maybe heights or something like that, that could be done away with pretty quickly for a human being. You know, once they go in and do it a few times, I think that fear, unlike other fears, can go away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think we just have to market that, you know, the Y is one of those non-judgment places. And I've thought about it, and Matt's talked to me about it. Maybe we need classes that are geared just toward
first-timers.
First-timers.
Yeah. An introduction.
Or beginner classes.
Yeah, maybe that's a free thing, you know, where people could come in on a Saturday and just try a class, meet people, see how friendly the staff is, see how there's, if you look around the Y, there's someone that looks just like you no matter what. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's a half.
Right. I mean, we have classes geared to all fitness levels, but that's just it. It's geared to all fitness levels.
But so not necessarily all comfort levels.
Correct. Sure.
All right.
Yes.
So when I looked at this study, this was a survey of 2,000 Americans, and it was sponsored by a place that makes protein. I mean, you know, they're in the field of preparing athletes. And the sounds silly to people who go to the gym all the time. Like, it would never occur to me. And Matt did something along the way in these last 2 years that I didn't realize. Matt didn't like going in the wellness center. And I did. I would have never thought that, known that. I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. Yeah. When I found out, I'm like, and my first thought, that's crazy.
Right.
You know, but that's not the way you saw it.
No, not at all. And it's not, bigger guy, whatever. I think some of the thing is not the fact that I don't know if I can do this workout. It's I'm walking in and I look like this, and then there is dudes or females in there that are really in shape and knocking this thing out. Do I want to work out next to them? You know, that seems like almost the thing, like, I don't really know if I want to do this or not. So a lot of times I go and work in the small gym. I'll go grab my little weights. I'll wait weights I'm going to use. I'm going to go in the small gym where nobody else is around. I'm going to bust my tail and get my thing done. And that's what I've done.
You do that.
I did not realize that
was the reason until
it's
we
so
started
much
this challenge.
Being...
I thought it was more that you just wanted to listen to your really odd music, really loud. And, you know,
well, 32% of the respondents report feelings of intimidation when working out near someone who is in excellent shape.
Sure.
So they're projecting that, you know, if you go into the Y, instead of looking at the 80% of the people in there that are probably in the same boat you are, people will tend to focus on the 20%, you know, they're in really good shape and say, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that we are going to have to look at. And I think maybe present things a little bit differently. Try to make everybody feel as comfortable as the 80%.
Okay. Sure. Now, here's some more numbers for you because this is an interesting one. About 3 in 10 admit to pangs of anxiety when thinking about trying to get in shape in general. So it's just 31% just even thinking about it causes them anxiety. Another 48%. Now, this is one of these kind of like there's a no-win proposition for an organization like the Y because you want to offer everything to everyone. But 48 said they feel intimidated by the sheer number of workouts and classes offered by a gym. That it's just – you're talking about this beginner class. You've got 70 classes. All the ways we think are an excellent way of advertising to you that you should join the Y. To someone from the outside, it's too much.
Yeah, what class is good for me?
Yeah,
sure. I do get inquiries about that probably every week. Hey, just starting back working out, or I've never worked out. What is a great class for me to begin with?
So, yep.
And I encourage people ask questions if they're uncomfortable. And I think people are even a little intimidated to ask.
Yep. 37% final one here of the respondents of this survey said that they are too unhealthy to begin exercising. I mean, that's their thought process that
And it just keeps snowballing.
Yeah. Sure. And then I think of that 37% or even some of the higher percentage, what they do is, and I had this thought. When we started this thing back up again, it was like, well, I'm going to try to go get into better shape by myself before I go to the gym. And you know that's not going to work because you're going to go walk or maybe run. You're going to be sore. Right. And you're going to quit doing because you don't have any guidance. You don't have any camaraderie. You don't have anybody enforcing it. So if you keep doing that, you'll never get to the gym.
Right. You got to change it up. I've had clients that have been with me, and then they go off on their own for a little bit, and then they'll say, you know what? I got to come back because when I get sore, if it starts to hurt, I stop.
All right, we got to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more after this. Do not go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank in Argentia, Oriana. Over 25 agencies gather at the Decatur Public Library for the Volunteer Opportunities Fair. In a new podcast, Charlie Gillespie, a retired senior volunteer program director with Dove, shares how the fair is a great way for them to connect with the community with ways to give back.
You see volunteer fairs, but it's generally for one organization. And we wanted to bring multiple organizations in one place for all ages.
Some of the agencies participating included HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, Macon County CASA, Scoville Zoo, and the United Way. The Central Illinois Political Action Committee, or CIPAC, has released an endorsement for candidates in the upcoming April 2nd election. The PAC said endorsements were decided after an extensive interview process to determine who the CIPAC viewed as most business-friendly. Those include Julie Moore Wolf for mayor, Lisa Gregory, Shalith Hansborough, and Marty Watkins for city council, and Regan Lewis, Dan Oakes, and Andrew Taylor for Decatur School Board. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
President Trump holds his first rally since the special counsel report finding his campaign did not conspire with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Mueller report, we're told, is 300 pages long, give or take. So far, we've seen Attorney General William Barr's summary. The Supreme Court has stopped the execution of a cop killer in Texas.
Patrick Murphy, the Buddhist, asked that his spiritual advisor be allowed with him in the death chamber. The state said no because no Buddhist priest had been trained in the state's execution protocol. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that because the state offers Christian and Muslim spiritual advisors, denying Murphy would have violated his First Amendment rights. The state's still deciding what its next step will be.
Fox's Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got some rain showers, could see some thunderstorms as well, with highs around 57 degrees. For tonight, going to have some rain showers continuing with lows around 41 degrees. Saturday, rain showers still expected, could again see some thunderstorms, highs around 44. Sunday, sunny, highs around 43 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 54 degrees.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and a welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Right now is the time of the show where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Thursday, and the Dow was up 91 points to 25,717. Media reports indicated China may be willing to make significant concessions in trade negotiations with the United States. The final update for fourth quarter 2018 gross domestic product reflected the economic slowdown many have been discussing. Real GDP growth was revised to a 2.2% annual rate from the prior 2.6% estimate, and also lower than the 2.3% forecast. Smaller numbers were attributed to personal consumption and government purchases. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.41%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.96%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.82%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 9/32nds, yielding 2.425%. Gold futures were up $2.90 at $1,298.30. Crude oil futures were up 93 cents at $60.23 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,828, a positive 111 points. ADM at 4281, Ameren 7333, Caterpillar 134.75, Norfolk Southern 187.05, PPG 112.25, Tate & Lyle 37.20, and Mueller Water 10.01. And I close today with the following from author Paul Valéry. A great man is one who leaves others at a loss after he is gone. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. Have a great weekend. All right, Matt and Angela are in. We're going to bring in Chris, who is Lindsay's partner. Well, basically carried Lindsay for the 12 weeks of the program. My partner, Tanya, who is great, is out of town on business. She, you know, she's probably, if not the busiest, one of the most busiest participants, you know, we had just in her day job. And I think that's a great example, though, because I think sometimes people think you can't do something because you're so busy. And it really is a matter of prioritizing yourself, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you this. Bosses, if you're smart about this, your employees will be more productive if they are in better shape, if they are healthier.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt
and they'll be less expensive.
Yeah, he gives us time,
sure,
every week that we can use to work out during the workday.
Have your insurance rates gone up since Matt's done the challenge? Because he's had a couple of pretty big injuries as of late, and it seems like that's going to hurt you guys down the road.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him about that. I'll have to ask Tammy.
And is he claiming it as workers' comp is what I wanted to know. We'd have to ask Lindsay. She's the board member. All right, now here's – I wanted to wrap up this thing. We're talking about this survey because I think that like the thing that Chris sent out the other day about nutrition, which is hysterical.
Oh, spot on.
Because you can get so much – conflicting information. Sometimes, once again, those people are intimidated by too much. I would tell you that a gym routine for the 50% that are intimidated to come to the gym, that routine will be your best friend for a while. But then that routine can't be there forever because then you will plateau in a routine and get bored. And that's when I'm a little less intimidated and I'm opened up to the 70 classes and there's all these different things because it's like steps, right? Think about your first step, just a threshold, the door. at the YMCA. That's step number one. I mean, literally driving yourself to that parking lot, getting out of the car, putting one foot in front of the other, and going inside, right? And that's intimidating.
It is.
But getting up to that front desk and going, hey, I'm Bob, I'd like a tour, and you're going to find friendly people, they're going to accommodate you, then that next step is, you know, maybe it's hiring a trainer for two or three sessions, you know, to get you started down the right path. Just because if you go into the wellness center, there's a lot of equipment, and, you know, where do I begin, and what does it all do, and how does it all work? But you're going to find those helpful people all along the way.
Yes, everywhere. Everywhere you look, we are helpful. I will tell you that there is a package or of personal training or group training that will fit almost everybody's budget.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm. And the 70-plus classes that come with your membership, right? I mean, that's easily. Mm-hmm. So join, trust me, take a tour, then join. But get in. And then you're going to start having this built-in camaraderie that comes with the Y, with the people that work out at the same time of day you work out. You know, and then if you don't show up, they'll give you a little grief or vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's the good sort of peer pressure.
It is.
Yeah. Very much so.
There's like little communities within the large community.
Okay. Now, the technology, which is strange because we just got to talking about the technology with our 15-year-old. I didn't think I would ever go to an Apple Watch. I mean, I was reluctant to, I didn't do it. And it wasn't because I couldn't. I just chose not to. Mm-hmm. I'm an old-fashioned watch guy. And you know, I own a very nice watch that the Swiss build by hand. And it's a machine.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's been great, except for when it tells me, like when I'm in the middle of something and it tells me to breathe,
move, or
check your rings. It's like, so somewhere in between this technology and the video games is the magic answer. I'm just not quite sure what it is.
Well, when you find it, please tell me.
Why do you not like the technology?
I have a Garmin.
Yeah?
I love my Garmin, but I don't use it. I mean, I don't use all the bells and whistles on it. I use a
You're old school.
I am old school. Give me a spiral notebook and let me write out my...
Molly's the same way,
I know.
You know, as far as, you know, the workout plans are considered. Now, do you use a lot of the technology?
I do. I have a Fitbit myself that's got a cracked thing again. Austin Workout did it. But I use that. I monitor it throughout the workout, so I make sure I have my I go to the workout setting, and I turn it on so I know where my heart rate's at. Within reason, I know it's not exact science. I also love to look at the calories that I burn because as a huskier guy, I can burn a lot more calories than others. So certain workouts, especially
with Austin.
Yeah,
people do not like that when they hear your calorie
burn.
It's irritating.
Four or five workouts with Austin, I burned over 1,000 calories.
Insane.
Because my average heart rate was 155, 160. So I was high up there doing these things. Man, it was killing me.
Okay, so here's what I want to challenge everybody to do. Maybe you're not willing to go to the Y yet. Maybe you're not willing to sort of take that step. But if you have the health app that comes with your iPhone, and there's an equivalent with all of the makes and models, this is what you need. I'm going to break it down as simple as I can for you before you get into talking about macros and, you know, group fight and all the stuff that comes with, you know, what we're doing. Is you've got a number that is resting energy, and you've got a number that is active energy, and then you've got the calories that you consume. That's your baseline number of what I'm talking about here. So if you're not combined resting energy and active energy somewhere 1,800, 1,900, 2,000, and you're eating 2,300, 2,400, 2,600 calories, you're not going to lose weight. And there is just absolutely no, I don't care what, you can change your diet, you can eat less. If you have a ratio where you're in the positive of those and you're not burning enough energy, and it's not all active. It's resting energy as well. But if you burn active, you burn more resting. That's as simple as you can break it down, right?
It is. It's calories in versus calories out. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Simple.
So dieting alone will not do it. You might lose a couple pounds. You're not going to be. You may be healthier. It's not going to help your heart. It's not going to help your cardio. It's not going to help. It's not going to be any sustained weight loss over any long period of time if you don't work out.
Yeah, you're going to eventually need the exercise. You can do it by nutrition, but then eventually you're going to hit that plateau that you talked about, and you're going to have to add. You just
getting
have
that
to
activity
have
in there. It doesn't have to be – your activity doesn't have to be – I'm going to run a marathon now.
Exactly.
I'm going to work
just
out
move.
For an hour.
Right.
Get moving. Get that started.
10,000 steps a day is what you should be doing as a minimum to be a healthy individual. And I was stunned. We did an inter-office challenge, you know, with all of our stations. And I could not believe how sedentary some of our own staff was.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Like, how? I have more steps by 9 o'clock than they would have, you know, an entire 24-hour period.
And we'd have to say, oh, congratulations.
Lindsay's your motivator today. She's the one who's really getting in on this whole message of yeah. She just jumps in the mic every once in a while, just to throw a little rain on it, and then jumps back off.
All right, plague is back.
We got to do the countdown to opening day. Matt Hall, keep up the great work. I know you got stuff to do here this morning. We're going to bring in Chris and James and Debbie. Angela's going to stick with us, but we have jalapeno and cheese wieners.
Yes.
You know, we are
That's on everybody's diet.
We're on between challenges. We are between challenges right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I got yelled at yesterday because I came out of the gas station. I didn't bring lunch, so I had a chicken salad sandwich from the gas station. Lynn's like, oh, challenge is done, isn't it? It's a chicken salad sandwich.
I thought maybe it was like a corn dog with a lot of mustard.
She was taking the anger about her own corn dog story and projecting it on you, Matt. That's exactly
six tornadoes,
what.
I would understand. Yeah. Come on.
All right. Hey, caller what?
29.
At 875-1340, if you are caller 29, you're going to get the jalapeno and cheese wieners. But more importantly, your name's going to go into a drawing to win tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day. That's a week, well, I guess next Thursday, home opener against the Padres. 875-1340. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to reelect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't know. Maybe it was the sweaty comment. James smells really good today. Someone's wearing a lot of perfume in the studio.
Debbie smells great.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody, I thought there was maybe James was overcompensating from classes.
No.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. I'm assuming you had some sort of conspiracy going on during the break with the bump music because you were wearing your Greta Van Fleet. I'm sorry. Anything else you want me to do today? Take care of producing this show? Okay. Everybody hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. We have Greta Van Fleet, that I was assuming. I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with the band. Yeah. I don't know a lot of their music.
Oh.
You love it.
I do. I love them. I'm hoping you'll get them here in the amphitheater, and then you will be in the front row, and you will love them as much as I do.
pretty sure they're going to be a little out of our price range for 3,500 seats. But the amphitheater season tickets are underway. They sold, I think, 140 season tickets on the very first day. So there's a lot of interest there. I am, believe it or not, excited about seeing Wynonna Judd. And I am not a huge country person, but we saw her, and was it her boyfriend? I remember she was like all kinds of drama, her as a human being.
Younger than her, correct?
Oh, lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But they performed like in a very, we were in a room-sized setting at one of the radio shows, and she, man, her voice is just unbelievable. And I don't think, had I not seen her on that morning in a very intimate sort of show kind of way, that I would ever have any interest in seeing her. But I'm telling you, she's a very talented
lady.
She
has a great voice.
She does have a really good voice. Okay, so we're back here. By the way, Lindsay, your microphone is hot. Okay, it's been the struggle bus since 6 a.m. this morning. All right, we wanted to bring you guys in because you do your normal United Way segment, but we wanted to, I know healthy, being healthy as a community is a big part of the United Way's role, you know, and mission in this community.
Yes, it's one of our lines of effort.
Okay, and so can we, this is your way of leading then, you know, by example of showing people they can do it, and who better than someone who was, you know, not all that long ago, maybe not long for this world.
Right, right. And it was, I just got cleared to exercise again in December, so it was perfect timing for me to try to get back in shape and really pay attention to what I was doing again.
Uh-oh.
Was it scary to start back?
Yes.
I mean, I know you were excited to do it, but was there in the back of your mind?
Yes, because the aneurysm rupture happened when I was working out. So it was kind of terrifying to, I was doing sit-ups when the rupture happened.
Yeah.
And so I still have an aneurysm. I will always have an aneurysm. It's in a spot that they can't actually go in and get rid of it. So it's, although I'm okay right now, I could need surgery again at any minute. So it is kind of scary to go in there, but you have to stop thinking about that and just go and do what you want to do.
Well, I bring this up just because we've been talking about intimidation, you know, half the population, you know, intimidated to go work out in front of other people, and it prevents them from joining or being a part of it. And even the people that know they need it, 32% of them say that they're too unhealthy to even start. I'm saying if you can look that in the eye and conquer that fear, not only did you have the stroke and all the surgery, but it happened while you were working out. And I you know how,
right?
I mean, I get
you were terrified for me.
Well, yeah,
he
absolutely
called me like three times saying, "Are you sure the doctor said you can do this?" And it was scary. I was scared to lift a weight. I was scared to do a sit-up.
I was checking on you like for the first 4 weeks. Yeah. Every time I'd come, "How you doing?
Are you
how
okay?
You doing? Are you doing okay?"
Yeah, so. But I mean, because it is, I'm not trying to. I mean, mm-hmm. You deserve all the praise in the world for the strength to stand up and do all this. But I'm just saying, most people aren't looking at that kind of fear.
Right.
You know, it's just a, hey, I don't want to look silly, or you know, I haven't done anything for a while, and people are going to be in better shape than me. If you can conquer that, there's a lot of people out there that can do the same thing, whatever their reservations are about joining.
Right, and I also, because I hadn't been able to lift anything over 5 pounds for almost a full year, I had no strength, I had no stamina or anything, and so I was also intimidated by the fact that, okay, Austin, I'm going to need the lightest weight you have, or I'm not going to be able to do this or that. You know, I had to work up to that again because I couldn't lift anything. And so it was kind of, I felt like I was the worst one there because I couldn't do everything. I wasn't at that level where I could even, some of the things even try or just mm-hmm. do it for a minute or.
Yeah, but that's what I think is great about the competition is Angela didn't set up to, the winners or the losers weren't the strongest or the fastest or the most weight lost. It was who could get a routine and stay within the routine.
And they pushed me to, you know, oh, you can do a little bit more each week. And Austin was really good about that. And especially on the weights and leg presses mm-hmm. and things like that, the things that I didn't think that I could do. And he really helped me get past those things.
I didn't know that part of your story.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what you must have felt like coming into that.
It was scary, but I feel great now. I feel like I accomplished a lot in, you know, since January when we started this. And I'm
so how do you feel now?
I feel great. I went and worked out last night. Like for me, it's not over. It mm-hmm. really helped me get into the habit again of working out and watching what I eat and, you know, falling off the wagon for a week and then getting back on and knowing that's not the end of it. It doesn't have to mean it's over, that I can continue with what I'm doing so I can get back to that healthy place that I want to be. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so James, how did you find the experience?
It was great. Brian, it was great.
Yes. Nice and close to the microphone, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I didn't have quite the extreme health issue that Debbie did, but in November I had a little heart discomfort, so went in and they admitted me for 2 days in ICU. I think Matt Whitehead was very concerned about having us.
He was like, "No people from United Way."
Right, we got special waivers for you guys.
Yeah, the only one that ever needs that waiver, by the way, is Matt Whitehead. He's always the one that can't finish the challenge. But you also had some pre-diabetes stuff.
Yeah, and I got diagnosed that same 2 days with pre-diabetes, and so. For me, it was a real wake-up call. Better to get a wake-up call than not to wake up at all. And I retired from the military a year and a half ago, I guess, a little over a year ago maybe. And so I stopped saying either or, and I just started saying and to everything that I couldn't eat before because I had to watch my weight. And gained 30 pounds, and it was a year of probably the most unhealthy year of my life. So it was a good slap in the face to say, hey, there's got to be life change.
Okay, great examples, folks. I'm telling you, you can do this. I promise you. Even if you believe you can't into your core, you can do it, and you can start. We'll take one last break, come back, and Lindsay's teammates in the studios.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We'll talk about it when we get back. Stay tuned.
Today we've got rain showers likely, could even see some thunderstorms with highs near 54 degrees. Then for tonight, again, more rain, lows around 41 degrees. For your Saturday, rain showers expected, highs near 44. And Sunday, the sun returns with highs near 43 degrees. It's 54 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Patients receiving a total knee replacement at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital are now available to go home the same day of surgery. Traditionally, a joint replacement requires 1 to 3 nights in the hospital, but now patients in overall good health and who have the right support system can recover in the comfort of their own homes. Our goal is to get you home for dinner and back to life faster. Ask your physician if this is the right option for you. St. Mary's is Decatur's leader in same-day total knee replacement.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome live from the Palatial Studios. The end of this round of the WSOY MCA Challenge. We start our new round on the 15th. We'll be saying goodbye to some of our participants, welcoming in new community members, and it should be a blast. Chris Burns. Chris is the comedy relief of the effort. And you're back. This was your second challenge, but in between challenges, you had some pretty extensive surgery.
I did, yes. I had acute compartment syndrome in my left leg, so basically I had to fillet me open and slice open around the muscle so it would have the air pressure to it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get them to turn your microphone up. So the idea that you were back in the road to getting in shape, and then life happened, and this does happen out there. I mean, injuries and things that happen in life, but you didn't let it set you back. You jumped right back on the band.
Yeah, it's been about, it was 1 year, so it was end of February of last year that it happened, and then I kind of got back into it a little bit, tried to, and I was having other issues, and then I kind of put all the weight back on that I lost the first time I did the challenge, so I was happy to get the message from Matt asking me to do it again.
All right. So it's fun, though, right?
Oh, it's a great time.
Yeah. And Chris is always very shy around the microphone. He's not shy at all in life.
Not at all. That's okay. He brought in a fake
he took one of our trophies out there. He said he found his second place trophy waiting for him out there on the on the desk. Pretty fun stuff. How was Lindsay as a teammate?
Dramatic
wow.
pause.
Dramatic pause.
No, she's great. She could have done better, obviously, but...
I thought I acknowledged we were going 59-50. Oh, thank you. So you, but coming back the second time and having that injury in between, you know, clearly you had no control over that. And sometimes that is life, right? I mean, you're hobbled up and you can't do anything. Or like Debbie, you know, couldn't get the clearance until, you know, December of this year. But, you know, you can come back from that. You can gain weight and then lose it again. You can fall off the wagon, get back on the wagon. I mean, Angela, you see all this on a day-to-day basis with everyone, right? It's just human behavior. Well, I hope everyone watched the videos. I hope everyone enjoyed the 12 weeks. I know all the participants did, and it's always fun to just the group.
It was. It's just such a team effort, and you make friends there, and it was great.
Yeah, Austin didn't show up today, so you're soft. and he was great, too, yeah. And I wanted you to know that everybody, you know, he